Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk.
Listen to a nutritionist talking to school students.
Good morning. I'm really happy to be here at Summerfield High. I'd like to take this opportunity to address those of you who have a problem with food or their weight. Most of us feel this way at some time or other, but sometimes it can get out of control. We obsess about every calorie, every bit of exercise. A kilo gained can ruin our day. It starts taking over our life and threatening our health and happiness. Then it's called an eating disorder. One of the two most common types is anorexia nervosa. This involves starving the body to an unhealthily low weight. Our hair can fall out, our bones get thin, our nails get brittle. Worst of all, we feel miserable, and some people become so ill they end up in hospital. And occasionally people die. So if you're dieting and find it difficult to stop, you'd better ask yourself these questions. Do you feel guilty when eating certain foods or weigh yourself a lot? Have you stopped going to fun events because there might be fattening foods? Do you often count calories or fat grams? If you say yes to any of these questions, you may have a problem. The best thing to do is talk to someone you trust and see your general practitioner. The most common therapy for eating disorders is cognitive behavioral therapy. This targets the unhealthy eating behaviors and the unrealistic negative thoughts that fuel them. The therapist will help sufferers recognize their emotional triggers and learn how to avoid or combat them. Sufferers can also get online help at internet support group websites, which are particularly helpful if they're not ready to seek face-to-face help.
Now you'll hear the third talk again.
Listen to a nutritionist talking to school students.
Good morning. I'm really happy to be here at Summerfield High. I'd like to take this opportunity to address those of you who have a problem with food or their weight. Most of us feel this way at some time or other, but sometimes it can get out of control. We obsess about every calorie, every bit of exercise. A kilo gained can ruin our day. It starts taking over our life and threatening our health and happiness. Then it's called an eating disorder. One of the two most common types is anorexia nervosa. This involves starving the body to an unhealthily low weight. Our hair can fall out, our bones get thin, our nails get brittle. Worst of all, we feel miserable, and some people become so ill they end up in hospital. And occasionally people die. So if you're dieting and find it difficult to stop, you'd better ask yourself these questions. Do you feel guilty when eating certain foods or weigh yourself a lot? Have you stopped going to fun events because there might be fattening foods? Do you often count calories or fat grams? If you say yes to any of these questions, you may have a problem. The best thing to do is talk to someone you trust and see your general practitioner. The most common therapy for eating disorders is cognitive behavioral therapy. This targets the unhealthy eating behaviors and the unrealistic negative thoughts that fuel them. The therapist will help sufferers recognize their emotional triggers and learn how to avoid or combat them. Sufferers can also get online help at internet support group websites, which are particularly helpful if they're not ready to seek face-to-face help.
Question 36.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Question 37.
How can an eating disorder be identified?
Question 38.
What is the purpose of the questions?
Question 39.
How does cognitive behavioral therapy help sufferers?
Question 40.
Why does a speaker mention specialized websites?